Hello and welcome to day five of the Clarity Cleanse. I'm Kaylin Asher and I am so excited and so very honored to have you joining me for this experience. So today's day five practice builds off of yesterday's. So even if you have a little catch up to do, I really, really recommend that you look back at day four and listen to that audio. Again, the practice will only take a few minutes, so it's really worth doing before we move in today because day four really sets the groundwork for the day five practice. So if you have moved through day four, you have met your future self, and we are going to be starting a conversation with her today. I'm using the future self as the persona of our inner wisdom, kind of the avatar. So for me, I'm a very visual person. It's helpful to kind of have someone that I'm having conversation with, and so I like to envision that future me who's a little wiser, a little calmer, a little more confident, has more clarity, and I really like talking with her. For those of you that aren't visual, feel free to just understand that the future self is just representing our deep inner knowing, that inner guide, that inner mentor, that true authentic self deep within that has those answers for us. That's what we want to be tapping into during this clarity cleanse. We're washing away all the layers, all the noise, all those external factors that take us in different directions, getting past those blocks that have stopped us, and talking to that inner guide, that future self deep within. So I want you to take a moment to just sit quietly. And again, if this isn't the appropriate time to do it, you can just hit pause on the audio and go sequester yourself away just for another couple minutes, you know, even if you have to go to the bathroom or go, you know, outside somewhere, or sit in your car, parked car somewhere, so that you do have just a few moments of quiet for this practice. Because in order to hear that voice of the inner guide or feel the impulse or the intuition that comes through, however it arrives for you, it's really nice to be in a quiet, safe space. But once you find yourself there, I want you to close your eyes. That really helps me. Again, maybe take a few breaths and just ask that inner guide, that future you, that wiser, calmer, confident, clear you, what do I need today? That's it. Just ask her, what do I need today? And see what arrives. Maybe she'll say a hug. Maybe she'll say flowers. Maybe a loving conversation, a new pair of shoes, a delicious meal, new lipstick, whatever it is. Just notice what arrives for you. Maybe it'll be something like stillness or self-compassion. But whatever the message is, give it to yourself as best you can. If she says a whirlwind European tour, maybe spend a little time, you know, just Googling a city you'd like to go to, or pinning pictures of an amazing European getaway on Pinterest. But do your best to give it to yourself. There's a reason that message arrived for you today. Trust it and just play with listening to your intuition. We're going to be working a lot more with it over the next few days. So we're just dipping our toes in the water, getting a feel for it. If this isn't something you're used to doing, I know it can feel a little out of your comfort zone, maybe even a little silly, but just go with it. See what she says and give it to yourself. I would highly recommend that after you ask yourself that question, what do I need today, that you journal about it. Sometimes that's the way I like to let it come through, is I'll just write the prompt at the top of my journal page and just sit for 30 seconds to a minute and write out what arrives for me and see what message comes through. So maybe that would be a better way for you to work through it. But whatever works for you, give it a go. I'll send you on your way to complete that. And after you have that message, well, what you need today, do your best to give it to yourself, and then share in the Facebook group what the message was, what you gave to yourself, and how you're feeling now that you did it. And I will be back again with you tomorrow for our day 6 of the Clarity Cleanse. We are halfway through now that we're moving through day 5. I'm so proud of all of you moving through this, and it's really been such a joy being on this journey with you. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.